In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So these last few days, I've been kind of pondering what to speak about with these readings. And it's rather funny, but a story keeps coming up. It keeps reappearing. And I've kind of thought about it in the context of this story. I don't remember who wrote it, but I think it sets the tone very well. So this is the story. There was once a priest who in early winter had realized that one of his members of his congregation that were usually there in attendance was no longer there. One night he takes it upon himself to go visit this gentleman, and on a snowy evening knocks on the door. The parishioner answers and says, "Father, I know why you've come. I know I haven't been at church, but honestly, I see no reason. I can worship God wherever I am, and I have no need of the church, especially in light of everything going on. But please, come in and let's have a conversation." The priest comes in, and the gentleman takes the priest into his study where there's two high-backed chairs sitting in front of a roaring fire. They both sit down in silence, watching the fire. After a while, the priest notices a particular coal in the fire is burning very brightly. And he takes the tongs, picks it up, and sets it aside on the stone. As both watch, the fire in this ember flares up bright and then dies down rather quickly. And in a few seconds, the ember is no more. It's cold, dark, and dead. They continue to sit there in silence. After a time, the priest says, "Well, the hour's getting late, and I should be on my way." They both get up, and as the priest gets up, he grabs the tongs, takes the coal, and flips it back into the fire, right in the very center. Immediately, it bursts into bright light. Flame comes upon it again, and the coal is once again alive and burning brightly. As they walk to the door, he turns around to take his leave of the gentleman and sees tears in the man's eyes. The parishioner says, "Thank you for the fiery sermon, Father. I'll see you Sunday." And they depart. The reason that I thought of that story is actually going over Moses and this transfiguration on the Mount. It is interesting to note that it is only after Moses has spent time with God that his face glows, and glows to such an extent that he has to hide it from the people because it terrifies them. Same thing with the transfiguration. The disciples are there, and they miss the point. You can imagine the scene. There's probably Christ in the middle, Moses on one side, and Elijah on the other, all talking together, and they're all glowing with a supernatural light. I quite honestly am surprised that they didn't run screaming. But they didn't. Peter opens his mouth once again and inserts his foot, like so many of us do, myself included. But God, again, sits there and says, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." The story of the ember isn't just about parish members not coming to church. The story of the ember is about what is possible. You cannot receive the glory of God if you want no part of God. That goes for people, but it also goes for the church. When we forget that all of this is about God, we are an ember that might burn brightly for a few seconds more. But in the end, we become extinguished, dead, lifeless. The church is actually moving towards that. we have begun to offer nothing that the world does not already offer. And our flame flickers. We move forward. I was shocked to read. There was a recent Pew report that came out. And over 50% of people under the age of 30 cannot name the four Gospels. They don't know that it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Less than 20% of the world's population, or the American population, can actually name all the disciples. And our flame flickers. We go into our churches on Sunday, and we hear about all the great works that we've done. And our flame flickers. We just elected a new bishop in northern Indiana. Our next bishop will be the Dr. Reverend Sparks. Doesn't matter. As a church, to show God's glory, we have to be in God's glory. As a church, to show the world Christianity, we have to be a part of the fire that keeps us alive. Our job has not changed. The church was relevant 2,000 years ago. And if we are faithful, we will continue to be relevant today. Give you a perfect example of that. Lately, there's been a lot of talk about Islam and Christianity. And somebody got the bright idea that they said, well, not only has Islam spread by the sword, but so is Christianity. One smart professor actually says, yes, that's true. Christianity was spread by the sword. The difference being the sword of Islam faces out towards its enemies, and the sword of Christianity faced inward towards the martyrs, and their blood was the seedbed of the church. It was the fuel for the fire. They did not burn apart. And they gave glory to God because they did not burn apart. May that be true of all of us. May we be embers that are firmly placed in the middle of the fire, giving light, showing forth glory, being changed by degrees, as Paul says, from one glory to another. Be that ember. Not the one that's set aside on a stone and soon dies. Amen.